When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, $2,000 to fail, Bitcoin price stumbles at $44,000 as China plans for Evergrande's implosion. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from on-chain analyst Willy Wu, Stock the Flow creator Plan B, and Bloomberg Intelligence senior commodity strategist Mike McGlone. And as pointed out here, 84% of Bitcoin has not moved in 3+ months. Also in today's show, Bitcoin billionaire Shamath P says crypto destroys capitalism, and that's better for the world, quoting him from an episode of the All In podcast. When you add all these things together, to me, it's the most incredibly positively disruptive force we have seen. I think it will destroy wealth, and I frankly couldn't give a what, and I think it's better for the world. Also in today's show, Bitcoin and Ethereum looking strong as institutional crypto activity hits critical mass, according to billionaire Mike Novogratz. Quoting him from a recent interview on CNBC, we held $40,000 overnight in Bitcoin and $2,800 in Ethereum. Those are very important levels for people to watch. As long as those hold, I think the market is in good shape. Also in today's show, gold investors are moving to Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. That's right. He was recently interviewed by Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research, and he goes on to share that we could see a Bitcoin ETF approved in the United States as early as next month in October. And if this was to happen, we can see a six-figure Bitcoin price as early as October as well. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, if you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin, Hyper Boom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A. CryptoNewsAlerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin faced stiff resistance above 44,000 this morning on September 23rd as China told the governments to prepare for property giant Evergrande to collapse. And right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart as buyers line up to snag sub $40,000 BTC. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed volatility continuing for Bitcoin on Thursday. The Bitcoin slash USD pair has seen solid recovery overnight, this fading at what's previous support just above 44,000. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin's trading at 43,700, dipping as news hit that China was briefing government structure on Evergrande's financial fallout. Signals remain mixed over the troubled firm, shares in which jumped amid signs of an exit from what Chairman Hua Ka-Huen called its darkest moment. But for Bitcoin traders, however, it was business as usual and little cause for concern. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop here, Bitcoin correcting a little as we've approached the resistance, looking at $42,000 as a potential support zone for a higher low to be created. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Pentoshi, can't have peaks without valleys. In 2017, there were five corrections, lasted between 13 and 34 days greater than 20%. This year, we've had five corrections of greater than 20%. Bitcoin is still currently 42,500. The volatility is all opportunity at the end of the day. That's right. Volatility equals life force. And as Willy Wu shares here, relative pullback comparison between Bitcoin and equities seems like an overreaction by speculators, if you ask me. And you can see in this chart, it shows you the Bitcoin price compared to the S&P 500. And he also shares, especially since long-term investors aren't batting an eyelid, they keep on buying like nothing has happened. Sooner or later, there will be a supply squeeze to the upside, as pointed out here in this Bitcoin supply shock chart. And he also shares, even if equities sell off, Bitcoin proved that it acts as a safe haven in the COVID white swan event. After the short-term Bitcoin investors sold off in a flight to safety, long-term investors piled on with buys, even as equities tank further. This time, investors aren't even selling. That's right. HODL be thy name. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, he recently tweeted, so what will Bitcoin December closing price be? Stock the Flow model says $100,000. Time model, logarithmic regression, says $30,000. Next couple of months will be interesting. My money is on Stock the Flow, of course. And as I shared in yesterday's episode, the Stock the Flow worst case scenario for December close is $135,000, while the best case scenario is $450,000 per BTC. And checking out some of the responses here, one of these guys shared their personal predictions along with this chart, which says $450,000 to $520,000 is my analysis before the 85% drawdown. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. And as Mike McGlone points out here, is $40,000 Bitcoin the new $10,000? Demand versus supply. Macro, the biggest risk to Bitcoin, is likely a risk-off swoon comparable to quarter one, 2020. The crypto appears to be building a base around $40,000, akin to $10,000 last year, with supply decreasing, adoption increasing. That's right. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin billionaire Shamath P says crypto destroys capitalism and that's better for the world, as well as Bitcoin and Ethereum looking strong as institutional crypto activity hits critical mass, according to Mike Novogratz, as well as gold investors are moving to Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. It's good to see most of the major cryptos are back in the green, with Bitcoin up about 3.5% for the day, trading just above $43,600. We have Ether up 5%, trading just under $3,100. Solana up 11.6%, trading at $145. Avalanche up 22%, trading at $76. And Polkadot up 8.5%, trading just above $31. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin billionaire and venture capitalist Shamath P thinks that cryptos counter capitalism and can create a better financial future for the world. On a new episode of the All In podcast, Shamath P makes the case for crypto assets and DeFi, saying that crypto is already dramatically changing the way capital is allocated, quoting the billionaire right here. It destroys capitalism. If you think about what capitalism is, it's not just a return on investment, but it's the tonnage of dollars. So anyone who's a big investor here, you're putting more and more dollars in for more and more dollars out. That's the pressure. These guys are under enormous pressure to get tonnage of dollars through the system in a productive way. These guys are at the forefront. But when you look at most of the projects on Solana, they're seeded with a few million dollars, and these are $60 to $80 billion market cap projects. And so I know how capitalism survives in that world. And he says the autonomous nature of crypto assets, as well as crypto-based systems of governance that simply rely on code instead of human beings, are another game changer. Quoting him again here, governance goes completely out the window because you're essentially replacing a set of norms that we've all agreed to about what a company is. It's an LLC or a C corp that is incorporated with laws. There's recourse for you. You can go to these places and sue them. Now it's a DAO, decentralized autonomous organization. It's a bunch of rules written in a blockchain. Here's how it all works. Here's how I make my HR decisions. Here's this, here's that. And then you basically decompose everything into a service where it's recursive. You cannot build with me unless you make yourself buildable to others. And the end result, according to Shamath P, is a digital transformation that will reshape the nature of capitalism in a remarkably positive fashion, as he shares here. When you add all of these things together, to me, it's the most incredibly, positively disruptive force we have seen. I think it will destroy wealth. I frankly couldn't give a what, and I think it's better for the world. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin and Ethereum looking strong as institutional crypto activity hits critical mass, according to Mike Novogratz, as well as gold investors are moving to Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with $113 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.1%, with the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Arweave leading the pack, up 30%, trading just under $51. Cosmos up 22%, trading just under $40. And Terra up 25%, trading at about $34. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, which shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 21 in extreme fear. Last week, a 53 neutral. And last month, a 79 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Billionaire Galaxy Digital CEO Mike Novogratz says corporate interest in Bitcoin and Ethereum has never been higher. In a new interview with CNBC, the top executive says that even though crypto markets just suffered through an ugly moment, institutional interest is clearly ramping up. And quoting him here from the CNBC interview, we held 40,000 in Bitcoin and 2,800 in Ethereum. These are important levels for people to watch because as long as those hold, the market is in very good shape. I've seen nothing but engagement and activity from our investing and corporate clients. The level of inquiry and the level of business has never been higher. We see so much capital coming into the space in private ways and in public ways. I'm not nervous. The recent crypto market correction could be attributed to fears of coming government regulations, according to Novogratz, quoting him again here. The China news scared people as well as worry about the Fed coming out and talking about stable coins of regulation. There were rumors yesterday all over the Mainnet 2021 conference in New York that the SEC was showing up and subpoenaing people. There was a lot of nervousness in the market and we watched a lot of shorter term risk out. Novogratz says the reason for this quarter's general crypto boom is fear of missing out on revolutionary technology. Quoting him again here, there was a tremendous amount of activity around level one blockchains, things like Ethereum, where people realize the story is not just Bitcoin, but it is really Web 3.0. Missing Web 3.0 would be like missing the internet. So we've seen lots of money pile in. And to watch this entire clip with Mike Novogratz, be sure to check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, gold investors are moving to Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. He also says we can likely see a Bitcoin ETF in the United States finally get approved by as early as next month in October, which can drive the Bitcoin price to six figures as early as next month. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs and to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Gold is experiencing outflows as investors embrace cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. McGlone says in a new Stansberry Research interview that investors are giving up on gold and instead taking positions in the two largest cryptos by market cap. Quoting him here, the thing that I have underestimated this year is how much there has been disdain and outflows from gold and people giving up on gold and going to Bitcoin and Ethereum. Take that, Peter Schiff. Basically putting Bitcoin and Ethereum in the same bucket as gold. So as we speak, gold is down about 7% on the year and Bitcoin is up almost 70% and Ethereum is up almost 400%. McGlone says that the growing popularity of Bitcoin is due to its deflationary characteristics at a time when fears of currency debasement are rife due to rising money supply. Quoting him again here, we can fully expect debt to GDP, quantitative easing levels, fiscal/monetary stimulus to continue to keep an unlimited supply of fiat currencies, meaning that the base of how you price Bitcoin should continue to have unlimited supply of fiat currencies versus limited supply of Bitcoin. It means that the price must go up by the rules of economics. And now for the game changer. The commodity strategist says that a futures-based Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, better known as an ETF, a financial product that provides exposure to the flagship crypto via derivatives, could be launched by the end of next month. as he shares here, potentially by the end of October, but as futures-based ETF, kind of the way you track most commodities, so it's just a matter of time. And the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler even hinted at that. It'd be a nice little baby step for the SEC, so it makes sense. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree with Mike McGlone that we can have a Bitcoin ETF approved as early as October, which would drive the Bitcoin price to six figures in no time. And to watch this entire interview between Daniela Cambone of Stansberry Research and Mike McGlone, check the show notes below the video in the description. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. $2,000 to fail. Bitcoin price stumbles at $44,000 as China plans for Evergrande's implosion. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin billionaire Shamath P says crypto destroys capitalism and that's better for the world. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin and Ethereum looking strong as institutional crypto activity hits critical mass, as well as gold investors are moving to Bitcoin and Ethereum, according to Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike McGlone. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. BitBud wrote, it might make sense just to get some in case it catches on. Quoting the great Satoshi Nakamoto, amen fam, amen, one love. The next featured comment comes from Luigi Mario, who wrote, JV, I always listen to your podcast on Spotify. I was able to watch you today on YouTube. Great show as usual. Keep up the good work. Peace, brother. Thanks so much for your continued support, Luigi. One love. And the third and final featured comment of the day comes from Steve Hubbs, who wrote, I'll be satisfied with $150,000 since that is about the top of the Bitcoin logarithmic growth curves by the end of this year. These outrageous $300,000 to $400,000 prices probably won't occur until 2025. My response, right on. Thanks for sharing, fam. Six-figure BTC, let's freaking go. We all know it's inevitable, right? And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. If you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin, Hyper Boom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A.cryptonewsalerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay.